Did you ever raise cotton?
Cotton?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I've seen it picked, but I've never raised it.
Oh, okay. You have seen it picked?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
Just on in the land. You've never seen cotton picked?
Mm-mm. No. Who was picking it? Was it done by machine or was
No,
it?
They were hand picking it at that time.
Mm-hmm. What, all black people out there? Did they have any white people out there?
These were mostly blacks, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what would you call grass that grows up in a cotton field?
Grass?
Yeah, that you don't want.
Weeds? I don't know if they'd be weeds or not. Does it give me a choice?
No.
A, B, or C?
No, I just wanted to find out, you know, if you may not even refer to these terms. Like, you know, like you said, that's fine. Don't worry. Okay. What kind of fence do you have around yards and gardens? Would you ever put a fence around your garden to keep the dogs away or animals?
Yeah, but I wouldn't call it anything but a fence.
Okay. All right. If they have little prickers on them, if you're trying to keep in animals or something, or keep out people,
yeah,
sometimes they'll have a fence. Little prickers to
right.
keep out. What would you call that kind of fence?
That's barbed wire.
Alright, now, can you think of any fences made of wood?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know the name.
Okay. What kind of fences do you know that people might use around here, around Dalton?
You mean a special name for them, or
no? Just different kind of fences. Would they ever have chain fences, or would
they'll have mostly wire fences, or some have wooden fences, but
mm-hmm.
not so many fences.
That's fine. Okay, when you see a barbed wire fence.
Yes.
And you have to dig holes for them to put in certain things to keep the barbed wire together. What would those things that you put in the holes be?
The poles.
All right, and if you had a fence made of loose stone that you piled up, what would you call that to separate one field from another?
Stones, I don't.
Stone fence? You'll have to come to Connecticut and see some stone fences.
I bet they're beautiful.
They really are. You know, right in the middle of a country pasture, you just see fences
mm-hmm.
made of stone, and just, ooh, I love it.
That's something that people don't use down here, mm-hmm. you know. I don't know, I guess it's in the different territories you'll see different things, but
okay. All right, what term would you use in describing your very best dishes?
I guess that would be my china.
Mm-hmm. All right, did you ever see an egg made out of this? An egg?
An egg?
Mm-hmm.
Made out of china?
Mm-hmm.
No?
No. All right, there are little things that they sell in the store, like they almost look like porcelain. Okay. What would you use to carry water in?
A jug.
All right, if you were going to wash the car and you decided you needed certain utensils to
yeah.
wash the car, what would you say? What would you
a bucket. Need? Bucket of water.
Okay. What else would you need? To wash the car?
You need a hose.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to use a hose. You need soap and sponge.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now,